News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The 10th round of talks between the government and representatives of protesting farmers on the controversial new farm laws was on Monday pushed back by a day to January 20, with the centre saying both sides want to resolve the stalemate at the earliest. But it was getting delayed due to involvement of people of other ideologies. Asserting that the new farm laws are in the interest of the farming community, the government said obstacles do come whenever good things or measures are taken, and it is taking longer to resolve the issue as farmer leaders want a solution their own way. The government's ministerial meeting with farmers' unions will be held on January 20 at 2 p.m. at Vigyan Bhavan instead of January 19, the Agriculture Ministry said in a statement on Monday. Meanwhile, a Supreme Court-appointed panel to resolve the crisis is scheduled to hold its first meeting on Tuesday. The previous rounds of talks between the government and farmers have failed to reach any concrete results as protesting unions have stuck to their main demand for repealing the new laws, but the government has refused to do so. Speaking to PTI, Minister of State for Agriculture Purushottam Rupala said, "It is different when farmers talk to us directly. When leaders get involved, then it becomes difficult. There could have been early solution had the discussions held with farmers directly. Since people of different ideologies have entered into the protest, they want a solution in their own way," he said. "Both sides want a solution, but they have different points of view and hence it is taking more time. But a definite solution will emerge," he noted. Separately, the Supreme Court told the Centre on Monday that the proposed tractor rally on the Republic Day by protesting farmers is a law and order matter, and Delhi police is the first authority to decide who should be allowed to enter the national capital. Thousands of farmers, especially from Punjab, Haryana and parts of Uttar Pradesh, are protesting for nearly 2 months at various Delhi borders against the three farm laws enacted by the central government in September 2020. Union Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar, while addressing a virtual event, reiterated that the three farm laws will be beneficial for farmers. These laws were expected earlier, but the previous government could not implement because of pressure. It was the Modi government that took a bold step and brought these laws and passed them in Parliament. Whenever a good thing happens, there are obstacles, Tomar said. On the eve of the 10th round of meeting, a delegation of farmers representing over 270 farmer producer organizations from Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Assam, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh and Odisha met Rupala and appealed not to repeal the laws. Minister of State for Agriculture Kailash Chaudhary was also present in the meeting. "We support the new laws. We don't want the government to repeal them," Narendra Tomar of Gwalior-based Chambal Agro FPO said after the meeting. Hours after TMC Chief Mamata Banerjee announced to contest the upcoming Bengal post from Nandigram, Shubhendu Adhikari, the BJP political heavyweight from the region, attacked the West Bengal Chief Minister for remembering Nandigram only during polls. "Mamata has remembered Nandigram only during elections. What has she done for Nandigram? This place will never forgive her. You, your corrupt nephew and your private limited can make announcements, but you will lose Nandigram by over 500,000 votes or else I will quit politics. Whether it be me or anyone whom the BJP chooses to contest from Nandigram will beat Mamata by over 500,000 votes," Adhikari said at his rally. Banerjee sprang a surprise earlier in the day when she declared she will contest the assembly election from Nandigram, the seat held by political heavyweight Adhikari. Nandigram was the scene of massive public protest against the forcible land acquisition by the then left-front government for the creation of a special economic zone. The protracted and often bloody protests added to Banerjee and her party's political heft and catapulted the TMC to power in 2011, marking the end of the left-front rule of 34 years. Adhikari is considered the face of the movement in Nandigram, some 130 kilometers southwest of Kolkata. After switching over to the BJP, Adhikari has often accused Banerjee of having forgotten the people of the area who helped her gain power in the state. Banerjee is at present the MLA from Bhawanipur in South Kolkata. "If possible, I will contest from both Bhawanipur and Nandigram. In case I am unable to contest from Bhawanipur, someone else will," she said. And the newly inducted Rafale fighter aircraft will feature in India's Republic Day parade on January 26 and culminate the flypast by carrying out the vertical Charlie formation, the Indian Air Force said on Monday. In the vertical Charlie formation, the aircraft flies at low altitude, pulls up vertically and conducts rolls before stabilizing at higher altitude. The flypast will culminate with a single Rafale aircraft carrying out a vertical Charlie formation, said Wing Commander Indranil Nandi. A total of 38 IF aircraft and 4 planes of the Indian Army will participate in the flypast on January 26, he said. Amid reports that China has made constructions in Arunachal Pradesh, the Ministry of External Affairs has said in a statement that India has kept a constant watch on all developments having a bearing on India's security and has stepped up border infrastructure, including the construction of roads and bridges. The MES said in a statement, "We have seen recent reports on China undertaking construction work along the border areas with India. China has undertaken such infrastructure construction activity in the past several years. In response, our government too has stepped up border infrastructure, including the construction of roads, bridges, etc., which has provided much needed connectivity to the local population along the border," the statement said. The statement said that the government keeps a constant watch on all developments having a bearing on India's security and takes all the necessary measures to safeguard its sovereignty and territorial integrity. The reports had said that China had made constructions in an area that has been long disputed and conflict-ridden. The MEA said the government remains committed to the objective of creating infrastructure along the border areas for the improvement of livelihood of its citizens, including in Arunachal Pradesh. India and China have meanwhile been embroiled in a border dispute in eastern Ladakh as well. On January 12, it was reported that China has relocated up to 10,000 troops from its training facilities located around 80 to 100 kilometers from the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh, but there was no reduction in its deployment in frontline areas in the region, people familiar with the developments said. They said the withdrawal of troops from training facilities located in the depth areas may have taken place due to the harsh winter, adding it does not have any impact on their operational deployment in any of the areas along the LAC. The Bharatiya Janata Party has given the Maharashtra Vikas Aghadi government an ultimatum. The party has threatened to intensify its protest against the web series Tandav if the government fails to register an FIR against Amazon in the next 3 days. This despite the apology issued by the makers of the series. "The result of our continuous talks with Amazon for the last 5 hours is that several political leaders have had to put pressure on Amazon. This has forced the team of Tandav to apologize. But let us clarify that your apology is not enough. We will not wait till we send all of them to prison. We will intensify Ban Amazon Products campaign," BJP leader Ram Kadam said. BJP media unit head Vishwas Pathak said that it was high time Uddhav Thackeray-led government woke up to the sentiments of the Hindus. "The Shiv Sena has forgotten its plank of Hindutva. It doesn't care for the sentiments of the Hindus because it is now in power with parties which do not respect the sentiments. We will intensify our protest if the state government does not file an FIR against Amazon and against the makers of Tandav within the next 3 days." BJP leader Ram Kadam led a protest to BKC police station yesterday seeking an FIR against Amazon. After the vociferous protest, the party activists moved After the vociferous protest, the party activists moved to the Amazon office to hold talks with them. Meanwhile, the controversy surrounding Tandav has led to an increasing demand for putting restrictions on content on OTT platforms. "It is not just Tandav, the web series. What Ram Kadam is stating is that time and again there have been content coming out on OTT platforms that is not in sync with the sentiments of Hindus. Not just Zeeshan Ayub's character, but certain dialogues mouthed by him while enacting Lord Shiva in the series has irked Hindus," according to BJP leaders. Ram Kadam has written to the INB ministry to put some regulation in place and put an end to controversies like these. On the flip side, ask any filmmaker and he will tell you that the kind of creative liberty one enjoys on OTT is unmatched. And if it is brought under the purview of censorship, then it will only curb the creative freedom. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.